Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, September 4. Coming up, Criminal Division of Corporate Area Parish Court closed due to bomb threat, more benefits for PATH students, and increased police presence in Western Jamaica to deal with traffic. The news in detail after the break.
Driver, you can't go around them.
Lady, I don't buy license this, you know?
But me have reached NHT before them close or me late with my mortgage.
Relax yourself. Use your phone, download the NHT app, pay your mortgage, and you're gone clear.
Pon me phone?
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your mortgage, pay contributions, and much more right where you are. Download today.
NHT, the key to your home.
Now the news. Sittings at another court were adjourned in less than a month as a result of a bomb threat, this time in Kingston. The Corporate Area Parish Court Criminal Division was closed to the public at 2 p.m. Tuesday as a result of a bomb threat called into the Halfwitry Police Station. Staff and members of the public were instructed to evacuate the building while the police team conducted its investigations. Speaking with JIS News this afternoon, head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force Corporate Communications Unit, Assistant Superintendent of Police Delia Garrick, said the police are treating the matter with the utmost importance.
The checks are completed. The court has received the go-ahead. The evening session will be done today, and the court will proceed as normal tomorrow. We have also heightened the amount of security personnel working at the court to ensure that the safety of the staff is not compromised. And we are investigating because we are determined to find out where these calls emanated from and to take the necessary actions.
The Trelawney Parish Court was adjourned early on August 21 following a bomb threat. Investigations continue. Students on the Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH, are set to benefit from the introduction of a new back-to-school grant. The grant becomes available for collection September 11, 2018, and is payable to all registered PATH students attending primary and secondary schools. Labour and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson says the grant will be paid at a rate of $3,500 per student.
A total of 155,813 children will benefit from this grant, with the average payment to a household being $10,500 for three children. Every child must have the opportunity to stay in school, and every child must have the opportunity to learn.
This new benefit will be made annually and will be paid again in the August 2019 payment cycle. Meanwhile, the first phase of the Labour Ministry's School Days Count campaign has been successfully implemented in 13 schools. That's the word from Portfolio Minister Shahini Robinson. School Days Count was launched as part of a national effort to address attitudes to school attendance and punctuality among PATH beneficiaries in secondary school.
The first phase of the campaign was implemented in the 13 worst affected schools identified, and efforts will be made to expand the program to schools with high rates of non-compliance with a PATH requirement of 85% school attendance. As an incentive, 10 scholarships, each valued at $250,000 each, will be awarded to PATH students in these schools who have achieved 100% attendance rates.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a press briefing Tuesday at the ministry's North Street offices. And the police have increased their presence in major towns in Western Jamaica in an effort to deal with the increased traffic anticipated for the start of the new school year. Head of the Area 1 Police Division, Assistant Commissioner of Police, ACP Donovan Graham, says administrative functions will be scaled back in the mornings to facilitate the deployment of additional police officers to major towns to monitor busy intersections. Special attention will be paid to bus parks, and students will be properly monitored to ensure their safety and security throughout the academic year.
People are anticipating increased traffic, so they become very anxious, and in trying to achieve going towards their destination, we find blocking up the intersection, persons driving without due care for the Road Traffic Act. So we're appealing to them to just be disciplined and to obey the instructions of the police. The police will be out there to guide the process.
In the meantime, ACP Graham is urging public transport operators not to overcrowd buses and to transport students safely to and from their destinations. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.